If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Stephanie from Local Splash.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hi, Daniel. Yes.
No.
All right. So were you able to receive the email with your client dashboard login information?
Okay. Let's see. Let me go back to my emails here.
Okay.
So I got login credentials to your advanced reporting.
That's it.
Okay. So click on that website.
Yes. And by the way, the username and password is right under the website.
Yeah, I see that. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay, I've logged into, I think I just logged me into my regular, just Local Splash.
Yes, that's the client dashboard.
Okay,
you were able to log into it earlier, I remember.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, I'm already in it, so we're good to go. I did it on my phone, so, okay.
I see. So there should be a leads tab. If you're on the homepage, you can see where
it
says Local Leads 5. Yep. You can click on that. And then you should be able to see the leads as well as the cost.
Well, it
talks
about Google Verified Maximize Your Business for Get Started with Google Verification and Get Started with Yelp Ads. Does it say no thanks right now?
Yep, you can just click a no thanks.
Okay, now I see it. Followed up.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas, New Mexico. Okay, are you
That's
seeing what I'm seeing?
Call that you received yesterday, yes.
This Las Vegas, New Mexico. Oh, three of them, yeah, okay.
Right.
I see them.
So you can also listen to the call in case you would prefer to.
All right, I'm just trying it out real quick.
Okay, sure.
I think maybe someone was trying to get through. It sounded like an actual person and it said, hello.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was an actual person.
Right. So you can also try to call their number back and
see if you'll be able
to get in touch with them. Okay.
Yeah, because one says follow-up needed on there, and then the one underneath that doesn't say anything, and then another one underneath mm-hmm. that says scheduled, and then what is scheduled exactly?
All right, so these, by the way, were being tagged by our system automatically
mm-hmm.
based on the summary that shows on, because there's going to be an AI summary and a transcription of the call. So based on that, the system will also tag it as whatever the outcome of the call was. So this is also something that you can update in case the system has tagged it incorrectly.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have all five. So I have one that says follow-up needed, and it's a message. But when I click on it, I don't see, was there supposed to be a text message there, or did someone leave me something?
There's actually a recording. Let's see, that's the one with the follow-up needed. Is that the very first lead that you received?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, that one is actually not an actual lead. This is actually for the Google Business Profile code.
Gotcha.
So you can tag that as not a valid lead. You can also try to change the status to not a valid lead.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Where do I do that? I don't see.
Once you click on the lead, it should give you, you're accessing the dashboard through your phone, right?
Oh, I just did it. I just figured it out. Okay. Not
awesome.
I just changed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So great. So I can see all that there. And then, I think I'm good there. Do you want to go back to the website? And I think I have a few more corrections on there.
Yes, definitely. I was actually about to ask if there's anything else on the website.
Yeah, okay. So starting with the homepage, I think I need to provide you guys more, I don't know how many photos I've actually sent, but is there any way, so the background right now, currently, like the very background, is like a really transparent of. Okay, I like that one. Hold on. So, initially there's a picture right when you are almost at the top, and then it's a general contractor desert take, and then that picture of the TV
yeah.
and the wall. And so, is there any way I can switch that to like a more really professional looking appealing picture? Like, for instance, the, let's see. Like, I really like the one that you guys used of the kitchen, which when you go scroll down, it says general, common general contractor inquiries.
Uh-huh.
So that picture that's transparently in the background there, can you see that? Of the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's an ad one. I don't think that's mine. Or that's one you guys used. But yeah, if I can get a little bit more appealing picture for that first one right there, that initial one. That would be great. Even those initial three, guys, they're all from the same project, but I don't know if I'm...
Or you maybe have any pictures that you would like to use on the website.
So what pictures can I see that you guys have of mine already?
All right, so that is
gallery.
You and the client dashboard. Yes, gallery. We also have it uploaded in gallery. Those are the six photos. That we have on file. And for any new photos that you'd like to upload or send us,
uh-huh.
you can upload it to the client dashboard. It's on the business info tab.
Business info, okay, let me click that. Do the take on the information, blah, 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 and contractors, search phrases, content, contacts, add contacts, description, is it down further, tagline, service areas, years established, 23, license number,
I'm so sorry. There is actually supposed to be, to be words at the, right under business info, but you can just click on for media, location, but yes, you're on the right section, media. So that's where you can upload photos.
Oh, I see that. Okay, that's
uh-huh.
the drop down faster. Okay,
right.
So cover photo, oh, so it says cover photo right here. So then I could change the image there. I see where I can add images. Okay.
That's right.
Now, is there, I guess I want to just do a bunch of afters on this, at this aspect. I mean, do you guys recommend, oh, business videos. I can add videos there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Business documents. So where do I, like business card, where would I want to upload that to?
You can upload it under business documents.
Okay, and then that's just going to be me taking, like, a front and back picture of the business card?
That is correct. And
okay.
By the way, when you upload business documents, it's going to ask you which document type you're uploading. So you can
okay.
select business card and then upload the document.
What other business documents besides the business card would you recommend uploading there?
If you have the business registration, license, and insurance, those are the main documents that you can upload.
So insurance, license, like an actual picture of my physical license?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then same thing, like what do people put for like insurance that's not giving away too much of my, like proof of insurance, or isn't there a proof of insurance that, and I can upload just that?
Yes, you can, or preferably if you have an Accord copy of an insurance or your certificate of insurance, that will greatly work.
Oh, the certificate of insurance, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can upload
yeah.
that. Okay, I'll make sure to get all three of those in there.
That would be wonderful.
And then I'll go in there and edit. So I guess I'll leave off you guys changing the what would be cover photo, and I'll just do that on my own. And then when I get some other ones in there, and then let's see here, Google Partner, associated business, special name. Okay, I just want to go through some of this. This is honestly my first time really diving into this website, so I've kind
no
of been trying to get that one
time.
Point. So
you're totally fine.
Payment methods, cash out, upgrade check, Venmo, contact description. I do remember the description we went over. Okay, so location information keyword. Oh, that's all the same. Okay. So I'm going to go back to home and just scroll through this and make sure. Oh, this is the dashboard sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get back to the website. Okay, here we go. License insured, fully compliant and covered, clear communication, update you can trust. Okay, I like all that. It looks good. It does it take to provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest professionalism? That looks great. Now I just saw it in the very top right corner, it says follow us, but there's nothing on there yet.
Right.
Is that because I needed to just grant access to Facebook, so now that will be changed up there? There'll be a Facebook link there?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about Instagram? Because I have an Instagram one as well. I think I remember, I forget her name, the first one I was, I don't know if you're the first one I was dealing with or not, but we had talked about it at some point, or I thought you mentioned something that you guys don't really work directly with Instagram, but my two accounts are linked, so whatever's posted to Facebook will obviously do to Instagram, but will an Instagram link be put up there as well under Follow Us?
I sure can have our team put a link for Instagram and your Facebook page right next to Follow Us. So if you can send us your Instagram link.
So just the website link for the Instagram for me.
For your Instagram page, yes.
Okay, and then also I have a TikTok. Can I do the TikTok one there as well?
I will for sure check with our website team. Although what I'm certain of is that we can put the link for your Instagram, Facebook page, and TikTok at the bottom part of the screen or of the website. As far as the follow us, we may be able to do that, but I just want to confirm and verify with the team first, and then if it would be okay with you that I will follow up with you and confirm these changes.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right, but yes, I will definitely be requesting for that to be done right next to the follow up section.
How am I going to send you those website links?
So I'm not so sure if you received a text message with the Facebook link to grant us access.
I did, that already.
Okay. So you can respond to that text message instead with a link to your Instagram and TikTok.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So the grant access.
Right. Or even to the one that has your client dashboard credentials.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. We're good with that then. So just keep scrolling down here. Who is this for? So these photos, now I know I can do the cover one, which is this first one. But then when you scroll down, it says, who is this for? Construction and protection investment. These next two that are right there, how do I control which images go there?
Or is that
something you guys will have to control?
Right. Well, technically, any photos that you upload on the client dashboard, or once we get notified that you uploaded photos on the client dashboard, our team will then be updating the photos on your website, too.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
But
if there are any photos that you'd like to be used specifically for which part or which page of the website, then you can always discuss it with us, and we'll make sure that gets applied on the website.
Okay. Yeah, I'll need to eventually the photos that aren't mine necessarily are working for now, but yeah, eventually as I get more in here and figure out which ones are which, I'll definitely contact you guys for that.
All right. Yes, that will be wonderful.
Okay, and then general contractor inquiries. How do I get started? Reach out through our contact form, and we'll review your project details and outline clear next steps. How do I get started? Okay, so I'm just going to frequently ask questions. Common general contractor inquiries. Curious about price schedules. What are the details homeowners want to know? How do I get started? Okay, are you licensed and insured? Okay, good. Do you handle permits? Yes, okay. And then why clients choose as it takes? Those are just Google reviews that are just made up for right now. And then We're here to help you contact us to take. So they'll put all their information here, and then by clicking this box, you can request it. Okay. And then send inquiry, and then how do I, so I haven't even, how do I, if they send, if they use this website and this contact that it takes and it says name, phone, and they put all this information and send inquiry, where is that, is that going to be sent to my phone as a text message and where the, where I got the, sorry, let me pull this back up here.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, you will
receive... Oh, where it says lead, phone call lead from that number?
Yes, that is
correct.
Pop
up as a text and then just let me give that person's information and I can reach out that way?
That is right, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to switch over to the About tab. Mm-hmm. About communication quality. Wow, that all looks good. The pictures look good. I like that. I will say that the background images that are like the transparent ones, so next to our community to quality construction, there's a little house and the tree there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily like that much. And the same thing when you scroll down, if that's like a wheel or like a gear or something like that, right next to built on discipline and craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two, I don't know if I really like that much, but the cartoony aspect of it. Maybe if it was kind of cartoony more in the, of like a tool, like a hammer or a drill or like some lumber or, you know, mm-hmm. something along those lines, but I don't know if we can change
about
that.
About building.
Yeah, right. Something, the gear thing I definitely like, or the wheel, whatever that is. The home isn't mm-hmm. so bad, but if those were more those were more something along the lines of construction, you know?
All right, yes. I'll definitely take note of that to be forwarded to our website team.
Can I just hold this 1 second? I'm sorry.
Sure. No worries.
No. Okay, Stephanie, there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. All right. Mm-hmm. So what were you saying about those two items or things?
Oh, yeah, so just to confirm the background under the About tab where it shows the house and some trees will be updated or will be changed to a different picture,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the gear icon to where it says how it started will be changed to a different icon that will be more related to contractor or to contracting.
Absolutely. And then there's one more down below that's built on trust. Why I've cooked New Mexico homeowners choose does it take? There's like a thought bubble right there. If we could redo that
right.
one as well.
All right. Built on trust. And this will be an icon related to contracting as well, or probably just related to, well, technically it's definitely going to be related to general contractors. So
yeah,
I'll definitely have our team update this icons as well.
Yeah. And then at the very bottom, there's like a puzzle one on the left or and the right, actually. Or not very bottom, but where it says upgrade mm-hmm. remodeling a building. Yeah, that one could be changed too. And then
right.
on that same upgrade remodeling and rebuilding its sources, what to expect during a kitchen remodel. I guess I don't know how I feel about those just random people. I don't know who those people are in those photos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can switch that photo to just something of just not have those people in there. I'm okay with, like, showing cabinets or showing something nice or whatever, a beautiful home or something like that, but I don't really like those, whoever those people are.
Got it. All right, so let me see here. And by the way, these are the posts that were made on your Google business profile. So you can see these in the posts tab. Or let me just see. I'm sorry, my bad.
I was gonna say I didn't put those pictures up because I don't
right.
know. I didn't know what
right.
those people were.
Right, my bad. I'm sorry.
It's like the same one for each one, so I don't know if we can just kind of do some random ones of just whatever, like in it, just anything that doesn't have people in it, but is you know.
Anything about general contractor without.
Just eliminate the random people in there.
Okay, yes, got it. But supposedly, it's supposed to show the photos on your Google business profile. I'm not sure why it's showing same photos, though, but thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. I'll make sure this will be fixed as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And then scrolling down that same page, Start Your Desert Takes Project, get in touch. I have questions about filtering and budget calls here, about what direction I clean review. Sure that all is good. I like the Desert Takes right there. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain that so great. Desert Takes, that would be Mexico phone number. I'll just do the phone number about that. Kaylin, Clarification, okay, Operation Hours. Okay, that all is good. Services, new construction, when I click on that. Okay, I'm going to work my way down here. I like that first picture. The second picture is good. I don't necessarily just feel like the bug in it. So the third picture down, I don't know if we can do another just framing of a house. But that, you see that third picture? It's kind of like a gigantic apartment building or something like that. I don't know if we can kind of do more of a single family structure or something along the lines of the other three that are there, but that one kind of just stands out a little weird to me. And, okay, that's good. And then also, like, looking at that, I mean, if it was in the colors of my logo, it's yellow right now, but there's that, like, a square over there or the triangle. You see that on the left? Yeah, I like that. That's good. I just would like it in the colors of my logo or whatever. So, you know, all those other ones that we discussed, something along those lines would be great. And then obviously that third picture down, if we can maybe change that to framing of a single family residence or something along those lines, like the other three are.
All right. I'll take note of that. Let me just note that here. All right. And yes, third picture will be changed to something similar to the other or something that's related to the other three pictures or more like of a single family structure, right?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Got that.
Okay. Scrolling down some more. Hit this making the right decision, coordinate project X. Execution, efficient new window, detailed scheduling, material of the site, using resource management, okay, get in touch, discuss your project, great, I like that picture there, it looks good, sustained construction value, I like all that, and higher standards, safe, I like all that, that looks great, then we hit this picture of this lady here that I just don't want any random photos like that of people in there. Yeah, if we can scratch that one and just keep it along the lines of the other pictures that were in on this exact page. And then perfect, it leads you to send inquiry again. And then start your digital project, get in touch, perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to go, that was services, new construction, service remodel. Those all look great.
And Karen looks good. That picture looks great. Yeah, you guys did great. I like these pictures that you did for this page. Like, if we can, honestly, if we can take these pictures, like, for instance, I love the, are you seeing what I'm seeing right next to home remodeling and surface protection? The images right there in a row. So there's the first one. I love that one. And I love that picture of the kitchen, which would be the third one down. And then that bathroom, which would be the fourth one, or the one, two, three, four, the fifth one
the
down.
The fifth one, yeah.
Yeah, if I can find pictures like that first for my homepage one, and swap out what I have currently, those are beautiful pictures, and I would rather have those be on that homepage and definitely that cover photo.
Or if we can find similar photos as this to be used on the homepage. All right.
If I can do a picture of the third image down of that kitchen, something like that, a shot like that of the kitchen for that cover photo would be great. And then the two after the cover photo of something similar, like a bathroom, like that fifth one, the very last one in that line. But yeah, if we can get something like those photos for that homepage and the cover photo, that would be great. And even that big picture of that bathroom, when you get to distinctive approach to renovation services, that's a great picture too.
All right, let me take note of that.
And then again, I think we get to, sorry, let me just get ahead of you here.
All right.
But scrolling down some more, so past the distinctive approach services and then past the home value protection and lasting upgrades, power washing services for surface longevity. I'm confused. Power washing is a critical step in preserving exterior surfaces, removing dirt, mold, and so I don't really do this. Maybe I leave it. I guess it really just shows like a level of, but it's just saying that I provide the service. The power washing is critical to some printing surgery. Power washing is not only for raising the look of your property, but also strengthening this process helps maintain the material. Okay. I mean, I have a power washer and could easily do this for people if they wanted to. So, yeah, I like that. I guess we could leave it on the gym. Yeah, but then there's that image of that lady again. If we can swap that with one of these, like, kitchen or, you know, like the ones that are right above her on the right side, those are beautiful pictures that we could replace that with one of those.
All right. Yes.
Let's build the right plan. We'll get to that. And then the bottom again. Okay. Services. And then I'm going to move on to home renovations. Just check that one. I like all that. Those images are great. Advanced renovation method. That's great. Home Reliance investment value. That's good. Exterior maintenance and power washing. We get there again. That looks great. Those photos are great. Yeah, and then again, we hit that. I don't know if that's going to be on each one of these under services, but that lady at the bottom on the phone. Swap that out again, but that's the only correction for home renovations that I see, and then commercial work. I like those. Looks good. We have some commercial social services. Looks good. Okay, that commercial image and that's the distinctive capabilities and approach. Looks great. Long-term commercial maintenance solutions, all good there. Advanced power washing solutions, those pictures are good. And then, okay, so again, they're the only change right there would just be the lady at the bottom on the phone. And then I'm going to go to general contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And those images. Okay, the production planning, there's a choice. Okay, that looks good. Specialized project management, I like that picture. Fantastic. That looks good. Long-term consulting value. That's good. those images over there look good. Surface protection room is good. Yeah, everything looks good. Just the lady at the bottom. And then I'm going to go to areas we serve. Areas we serve. I'm going to do areas we serve. When I click on it, it just kind of reloads the general contracting page that I was on. I don't know if you see that when you click on areas.
Yeah, I'm also having that issue. I'll bring this up to our team too.
Okay. But yeah, if we can, I don't know what that's going to look like, but if I can make some recommendations of getting pictures of like the Sandias, which is the mountain range in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'm sorry, that's the picture of? If you can repeat that for me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So just, I don't know how that page is going to look, the areas we serve, but if you guys are planning on using images like how you've done on every other one, if photos of the Sandia mountain range, which is like a pinnacle view in Albuquerque, New Mexico, like which is the main area I serve, and anyone like from this area or this state like knows where that is, you know. So the Sandia mountain range would be like a good picture to throw in there, and then just to kind of like, I don't know, I think it like goes with the, you know, the areas we serve, everyone will know Albuquerque. So and then I don't know if you can do like a image or like an outline image of the state of New Mexico, so it kind of represents, you know, like I'm just thinking of images that you'll use for that page, you know. So like an outline of New Mexico or a picture of New Mexico or the state or whatever, you know, or even if it has okay, I don't know how much you guys can do with this, but if it has a picture and then of New Mexico and then like maybe pin drops of like Albuquerque and then the surrounding areas or whatever, or something of that nature, you know. But that's what I'm thinking imagery wise for that. And then I don't know how else you guys are going to design that that tab. But that's all the comments I would have for that. And then shifting over to the back, I think that says, okay, yeah, common general contact inquiries, good. Why can't choose the takes, great, and it's good in the rear, contact is today. Okay, that page looks all good. Contact page, contact as it takes. I like that image in the back right there. Like servicing on pretty homes, let's get more phone out, so I was in the community, great. Projects houses led by the owner, great. Answers the phone insured, great. Okay, yeah, awesome. And then it shows the facility map and then that surrounding area. Oh, that's perfect. Is there any way to shift that red? I don't know. I guess I really don't want to. I would more want to shift that red circle there on the map to as far north would be, I don't know if you can see where it says San Felipe and then Algodones right there off of Highway I-25. So if we could put the top of that red on there, and then that would drop that down to like the Belen area, which is further south, the Belen Las Lunas Bosque Farms along that same interstate. So if we could like get the bottom of that red circle to be covering Belen, because I would be willing to do jobs there. That's not like it's too far. And then kind of capping off the top of it at the Algodones area. You can see that.
I'm sorry, what was the other one again? The last area that you mentioned?
So just the circle shifting down to hit the Belen, and then the top of the circle would be at the Algodones Bernalillo area.
All right.
And then left, and then east west. I like where that's at because it's hitting, it's covering Tejeras, and then I wouldn't really want to go any more west. I mean, if I have to, if the job's right or whatever, but to just kind of show my general area. So east west, that's good. Just shifting it down from the north down south a little more to catch Belen, and then capping it at the Bernalillo Algodones up north.
All right. All right, I have that noted.
Perfect. And then scrolling down some more, reach out to begin. Got my phone number, Albuquerque area. That's perfect. I like that. Send a message. Great. Start your research project. Great. We're already there. Okay, gallery. So I'll have to just update that myself. Is there any way to throw some of those really nice pictures that you guys had from other tabs in there in this gallery, or do these have to be actual photos that I take?
All right, so I'll have to verify if we can use those for your gallery, and then I'll definitely get back with you as well once I get to confirm that.
Okay, no worries. And then I think that's all I got on that tab, a gallery, and then booking is the last one. Booking, okay, free consultation. 30 minutes, what is that referring to? Right under free consultation, and then it says free, 30 minutes. Is that like, are you saying like the timeline of the consultation?
That is correct.
Consultation, sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Okay, and then organizers default app. What does that mean? Or what is that exactly?
Let me check here.
And under that, it says, oh, that's the time. Okay, the time. I see the American Denver, that's your, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I just don't, I don't know what the organizer's default app is. And then when you, like, hover over it, it pops up organizer's default app, like, to the
at
top.
The top. Right.
Top left. You see that?
Yeah, I do see that.
I don't know what that does or why that's doing that exactly.
All right. But Organizer's default app, this is actually the platform that is being used for the consultation or for the booking schedule.
Oh, gotcha. I understand. Okay. All and right. Then, so stay there, say the 9th. So let's just go. I'm just going to do this on my own. 9, 10 a.m., your name, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So they can just book a consultation time on there, and then that will get sent to me through where I get the local / lead, like the phone number, all that stuff. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, good. Great. And then everything else that's awesome on there. Contact our team, I think is the last thing I can click on here. And that brings me back to this page. Okay. And then let me just make sure I'm not missing anything on here. So besides that, everything looks great.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if I can send you for the logo at the top left up there. When I created that logo through design.com, it sends you a few different options for it. One being a background like that, that's just white, and then the image is on there, and then they send you another one that's supposed to be transparent so that it's just the house logo, and then the desert is construction, you know, so it's like, I kind of don't like that white box around it.
It would be nice
if that was just all one thing right there, but I don't know if you guys can do that on your own, or if I can, maybe I can get in there and, so if you can, that would be great.
Or if you have a copy where the background is transparent, you can upload it to the logo section in the client dashboard, so that it will be automatically updated.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, wonderful.
And then besides that, everything else looks great, So, I mean, if we can get the colors changed for those colors, and then the imagery, but all the wording was great, and everything in that sense, the layout is great. I like all that. I think everything was good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And, yes, I'll definitely make sure, and I was able to take note of each changes that needs to be done on the website. So I'll have it forwarded to our website team to be worked on. And as soon as these changes are done, you will be notified so that you can then review the changes and see if there's anything else maybe that needs to be updated or that needs to be adjusted. And I will for sure follow up with you in regards the Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram to be on the follow us section.
Okay.
As well as the photos on the other pages of the website to be placed on the gallery.
Okay, great. And then going back to my local slash, the dashboard. Can I just go through some of this with you so I have an understanding of all this stuff?
Sure, definitely. Not a problem.
Okay, so homepage, we got, can you see all this?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So homepage, you got right at the top, but it says your Google profile is not verified. So you sent me the link, right, for that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me just make sure I got it. So it is the... Let me see. We need to access your business Facebook page. I got that text today. I did that. Log into your access your dashboard. I did that. We have sent an email entitled "Urgent: Protect Yourself Against Facebook Scams." Review this email as possible as we start your Facebook optimization and ad campaign. Kind of this, okay. And then great news: video verification is now available. If you need to have your business visible on Google, some quick tips to changing your phone's camera quality to 720 and having the video under 2 minutes. For additional information, please. Okay, so was it an email that you sent in that I can do the the verification for my profile?
Oh, I believe it's the one that you just read.
So that just gave me a number to call. There was no link or anything.
Okay, yeah, let me see.
Says video verification is now available. This is needed to have your business visible on Google. Some quick tips is changing your phone's camera quality, blah, blah. For additional information, check your email. Reply to this text or call us.
That was a text message. Okay. You may want to check on your email.
Okay,
you should receive an email with the steps.
I got it. Here. Yeah, uh-huh. You have... the ability to, so business state registration document. So it says right here, video recording sample, click to watch.
Right.
And then, are you ready to start your verification process? Please follow the steps below. And then do that. Okay, number two, using a mobile phone, tap the link. It will route you to Google profile dashboard using your mobile browser. Next, be sure to check that you are signed into the email address associated with your Google profile. And then it shows me some images. And then you are now at the recording screen. You have this email. Okay, so I'll just follow the steps to do this.
Right, that is
okay,
correct.
And then once I do so, this is now allowing...
Banner that you're seeing at the top of the client dashboard will be removed once the Google Business Profile is verified.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we pass that. General contractor, address code, it takes, account settings, business info, prompted URL, good. Primary search phrase, general contractors out of cooking in Mexico. That's the primary search phrase. Now, is there a way, or do you guys offer to be included in more search phrases than just general contractor?
That's only the primary search phrase. The rest of the keywords or search phrases are available in the business info tab. It's under keywords.
Okay, great. So moving on, top results. It shows me this section shows the total number of activities we have collected for your business, which is some of the following websites, leads, calls, tracking, Google Options ads, and listings, okay. So local leads, it says 5, but I'm assuming that those are just the ones we've already looked at. Google ads click, there's 0 because I'm not even on there, right, yet?
That's correct.
Okay. And then reviews, not on there, so it's not going to show anything. Local leads, it's giving me a chart here. That'll probably change as I get on there, so I'm going to find the customers, okay. Good. And then leads, okay, we went over this already, and then website, this will just give me information about my website, I'm assuming, leads by source, it'll show me what I said.
This is going to show you activities on your website, on how many views you got, as well as any, there's actually a form that can be filled out on your website, right? So whenever those forms are filled out, it will also be reflecting on this page.
Okay, I got you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry, give me one second, I'm sorry.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to keep going through this. Okay, so that was right, and then listings 5, so premium listing placement is relevant yellow, Yelp, Facebook, due to my website, and then splash page. I'm looking at the digital potential for your business. Okay, Google Insights, so as soon as I'm on Google, this will start showing me calls to your website, so just a couple seconds, start seeing the results of that, ad campaign, Facebook ads. So here, campaign manager, Facebook ads, and active. So as soon as these become active, so if I click on Facebook ads,
will it show me what the ads? Yes, it's going to show you how the ads look like. And it's also going to show you insights on the Facebook ads, such as how many times it was viewed, how many Facebook accounts it has reached, and how many clicks it got, as well as the leads.
Gotcha. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing for the Google ads and Yelp ads.
That is correct. Now, if you should see campaign management is where you can see how much budget was already spent on your ads, or say the Facebook ads. I mean, Facebook ads has not started yet, so it does not show anything as of the moment. But once it starts, it should give you the option to pause, add more to the budget, and show you the budget set for Facebook ads, how much is already used, and if there's any remaining from the previous month.
Okay, can you explain that more then? Because I didn't know about a budget for each one. So, I'm assuming I have my $300 a month that I pay. Then with that comes an allowance for the amount of ads per site.
So for the Facebook ad, and currently the only ad that is included in your package is Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads budget is actually set for $100, and that's already included in the $299 that you pay every month.
Okay, and then with that $100, how does that work exactly with the ads and being charged for them? How much is $100, or what does $100 get me?
So what we're going to be doing with a Facebook ad with a budget that's currently set for it, which is $100, is that we will be stretching that budget all throughout the month as much as possible so that we continue gaining visibility within a whole month with that budget. So in a week, we're going to be setting a specific amount of budget that will be used, and that way we will be able to advertise your Facebook business page or your business. Technically.
Okay, I got you. And then will you guys show me what the ad looks like beforehand, or how do I see what in the Facebook ads, when I click on Facebook ads, that's where I can see what the actual ad looks like?
That is correct.
Okay, great. And then, I think that's all I got for that. And then next tab is reviews, and then as I get reviews, they will show up there. And then posts. Post one right there, and then I see the one post there. So then how does this get updated, or what happens here on this tab for posts?
All right.
As I
post
to Facebook, will it post to this as well, or will it show me this as well on this tab?
Yeah, so if we post on your Google Business profile, then that post will also be made on your Facebook page. And you would know that it's posted on your Facebook page because it's going to have the icon for Facebook as well.
Okay. And then, so you guys are going to post for me, is this correct?
That is right.
Okay. So then when I have a new project or I have photos from a new project, how do I go about saying, okay, I'm ready for a new post, can you post this or whatever?
Well, the posts are scheduled every week, So any new photos that you will be uploading to the client dashboard will definitely be used for a future post.
Okay, and then and then I can still post all my own, correct? So, I mean, in addition to what you guys are going to do.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, this page right here will give you the option to make posts, your own custom posts as well. Or if you would prefer to do it through the Google Business profile, then you can also do it from there.
Okay, great.
Whichever really works for you. Mm-hmm.
I got you. Oh, because it says right here you can say you can put create new posts. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then next tab going over, business info, location information. Oh, these just are quick drop downs here. Okay, business name, address, phone number, tracking phone, good, and sell, does it take, visitix.com, great, general contract opportunity, Google search phrases. Oh, okay, oh yeah, so there's the, oh, there's all the other, search phrases there. Oh, okay, great.
Right.
Content hours, perfect. Perfect, everything looks good there. IRS. Okay, that takes. And then we got more photos that I can add to. Okay. Great. I think that, I mean, that pretty much summed this up. So I think that, I mean, unless you need something else from me, I granted the access. We've made the changes to the website. I understand how the dashboard works. So I don't really have any more questions at this point.
And just to confirm, you will be sending the link to your TikTok and Instagram, right?
Yes, and I'm going to send that through just one more time to make sure this, not the lead one, but this other one that has, where you've been sending me the text messages to do the certain things, I can send that through that to that phone number, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'll send both those links. That's what you guys needed for me, both those links. Mm-hmm. And then that was it that you needed for me, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. I'll send those over, and then should be all good to go. And then do you know, time frame-wise, when website changes might be made and then updated, and then you'll be calling me back to go over it again?
All right, yes. I sure can schedule a call back with you as soon as the updates have been completed. Now, okay. Let me just check here. For the changes, that may take within 7 business days to be fully completed and updated. But of course, I will be checking on your on these website requests or website change requests from time to time. And as soon as it has been established, I'll have you notified as well.
Perfect.
Mm. But I will also be following up with you by tomorrow in regards to the Facebook page, TikTok, and Instagram to be able to follow us as well as the photos on the gallery.
Okay, great.
All right. And, anything else maybe that
I needed to do the verification thing.
Verification, yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, I'm sure to do that. Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, I think that's it. For me.
If there would be anything else that you have questions about or that you need assistance with, then you can always reach out to us. We'd be glad to assist.
Great. Thank you so much. And then can I just reach out? I know I've been given a number. Do I reach out to that number that you've been sending me through? So this 1-877-635-6225?
Yes, that's it.
And is that a link to you or Stephanie, or is that just to your customer service team?
To our customer service team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, great.
All right, then. All right. Well, it was a pleasure to have gone through these updates with you, Danville. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Once again, if there's anything else, just feel free to reach out to us. We'd definitely be glad to assist. And thank you so much once again, and you have a great rest of the day, Danville.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.